Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And today, we're going to be talking about the headlines real quick, like before we go to break. It's amazing what's taking place. You know, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, had a mobster come to his house and was, we don't know the details about it, but Jerusalem Post is reporting that the mobster was shot at his house.
Oh, wow.
So the Prime Minister, imagine President Barack Obama is at his house and a mobster comes and visits him and he gets shot. That's what's kind of like what's happening in Israel. This mobster came to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's house and he got shot there and they rushed him to the hospital and he did not make it. You can find out more details on the VFN Torch. We have that there available for you. Also, just this morning, in the last 24 hours, seven missiles were fired out of Gaza from these terrorists into Israel. Hmm. Seven more missiles were fired. And don't forget, I say this over and over again, but we've got to get a perspective. It's like 65 miles wide at its widest point. So this little part of Israel called Gaza was fired seven rockets into Israel, and reportedly some property damage took place, but nobody was injured. And today, you may be hearing on your news, we're normally a couple of days ahead, but you'll be hearing that Israeli Defense Force, IDF is what that means, they return fire. But don't let anybody twist that, and that's why we want to give you a perspective on the news. Understand, they weren't doing anything. They were shot at with seven rockets out of Gaza, and they did business. And even when they did business and they responded, the reports are according to the Jerusalem Post, and that's where we're getting this from, that nobody was hurt even when they retaliated.
Wow.
Dear Lord, amazing the grace and the mercies of Israel and what's taking place. And finally, I want before we go to break, you're not going to believe this, John, that the U.S. News, USA Today is reporting that in Ukraine, you know how Russia, Putin's coming down, this Gog leader coming down, and you got to, man, we've empowered this guy. You know, our government has. But now, you know, they're coming down. They took over one particular part of Ukraine, but now they want to take over the whole thing. And with that, the reports are they're passing out these flyers. Let me read these flyers to you. Because they're asking the Jews, just so you know, they're asking the Jews to register. They're asking them to register because you're Jewish. You know,
right.
That's racist. You know, that is the root of racism. And remember, Chuck Pierce told us, and I mentioned it before, the root of racism is anti-Semitism, and anti-Semitism is being racist towards the Jews. And we'll never be able to conquer racism in America if we still maintain a anti-Semitic support for anti-Semitism. We need to support the Jews. And let me read this flyer to you. This is what their flyer says, according to the USA Today. They pass out these flyers, this leaflet that begins to say, "Dear Ukrainian citizens of Jewish nationality and states that it's the particular, dear Ukrainian citizens of Jewish nationality, all people of Jewish descent over 16 years of age must report to the Commissioner of Nationalities, to the ambassador." Think about it, to the ambassador, to the administration building, to register. It says that the reason is because the leaders of the Jewish community of the Ukraine supported a particular person. And so because they supported a particular person, now we're going to have you all register. It goes on to say, the new leaflet then describes the documents Jews must provide. Bring your ID and passports. They're required to register for your Jewish religion, religious documents for your family members, as well as documents establishing the rights to all real estate property that belongs to you, including vehicles. Consequently, for non-compliance, your citizenship will be revoked and you'll be forced to go outside the country and your property will be confiscated. And by the way, the registration fee is $50. When we get back from this break, we're going to talk about this because this was prophesied. This was prophesied. We had a gathering a couple years ago and began to talk about, you know, and God showed us, you know, America falling, the Constitution under challenge, and he showed us Israel.
Wow.
And we're going to talk more about that because this is that. We were just talking about what's happening in the Ukraine. The USA Today News reports just this Sunday. I don't know if you can see the paper right there. There they are. You see the document that's on there. We're going to make this available. In fact, you might be able to see it on the screen if you guys can put it up, make it available for them. that, and we're going to make this link available for you on the VFN Torch. They're asking the Jews to register. They're asking the Jews to register, not only register themselves, but register their religion, register all their family documents. I mean, if you have not yet learned history, learn history. This is exactly, remember, the four blood moons just began, and the King Ferdinand, this is exactly what King Ferdinand said. He said, if you don't, you know, in a roundabout way, he was saying, if you don't convert to Catholicism, we're throwing you out, and we're keeping your property. And that happened, what, like around 1492, and guess what happened in 1492? Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean blue. What was he doing? That was partially financed by the Jews trying to find another place to be able to live because they're being thrown out because they wanted to stay loyal, loyal Jews, you know, loyal to what they believed. And the context of that, and then America was discovered. That was the beginning of the Four Blood Moons, you know, in the context of this. And so now you're looking at, again and again, you know, as the history we talked about that, but here we are, the beginning of the Four Blood Moons. And how does it begin? It begins with, in Ukraine, from their own folks, people that have infiltrated their country saying, okay, we want the Jews to register. We want your family members. We don't know who your families are. We want to establish, we want to be able to, all the documents that proves you own that property. And this is stuff we've been talking about. If you haven't yet heard, you need to go to the VFN Torch, go to VFNTV.com and click on, you know, prophetic words and dreams, because you got to go back and review these things. Understand historically when that happened with Hitler, that the church was just silent. And what is the particular man that goes back? He had the radio program and
C.S. Lewis.
No. Well, he said to remain silent is evil. Mm-hmm. You know, to say nothing is evil, and it's a Bonhoeffer. I think it's Bonhoeffer.
Oh yes,
and Dietrich Bonhoeffer. But understand, most folks were quiet. Mm-hmm. They didn't say anything, and you think about, well, we're causing, you know, the Jews to read. What's the big deal about it? It's huge. It's a huge deal. You know, when you know, God says that I have chosen the Jewish people to show my name great. This has nothing to do with at all, has nothing to do with the individual Jew as much as it does in regards to God says, I put my name on the Jewish people. Therefore, they're my apple of my eye.
Period.
They're the apple of my eye. And I'm going to prove myself through the Jewish people that I'm good, and I'm going to save the Jewish people, and I'm going to bless the Jewish people because I, God, am good. God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And so when you put your hands on, and notice this, JJ, if you haven't yet heard the article or seen the segment, JJ, what happens with Jesus and the Jews, with the church and the Jews? Because it doesn't matter how good the stimulus is and what's going on. Hey. If it ends with taking you out, you know, does it really matter? You're not going to experience the stimulus. Mm-hmm. And you think, well, that's not happening in America. But really, it really is. Mm-hmm. It really is happening in America, but it's happening in a different way. You know, presently the database is not being turned this way or that way, but how many people have registered for the new health care? Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, it was a law, by the way. You had to register by a certain date for the health care program. It's Affordable Health Care Act.
Yeah.
And but with that, of course, if you had a program, you didn't have to. But if you actually switch your program, you get defaulted to, it's all going that direction. Mm-hmm. But this is the whole thing, was there was a law to put out by our government that said it's illegal for you not to come and give us your information. So what information do you give? The same thing they're asking for the Jews here. You got to go prove who you are. You got to prove where you live. You got to prove how many folks and what their names are in your family. You got to give all the dates of birth for the people that are in your family. You got to prove, because they're determining, you know, which affordable health care, which health care can you afford. So you have to prove all your income, all your assets, all your debt. It's the same thing. Mm.
Wow.
It's just progressive. It's just progressive. Think about that. And it's like, I would say this, that just turn to God. It's not about changing politics. I heard a quote just recently, you know, it's so much easier to work for heaven than try to change Washington, D.C. So many people are trying. They're more loyal to politics and more loyal to the founding fathers than they are to the father who founded us all. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, we as the church, we got to understand, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. We need to say, he said, if my people, you know, if my people. And so this is major. This is really, really major, because we talked about this. God, you know, helped. We begin to get a perspective of, you know, what is God's perspective of Israel? We begin to seek that out because we just wanted to get a right perspective of Israel. And it was amazing. It began with, I'm in my office. I was in my office. And I had two pictures on my wall. One that I got when God had called me to Israel and given me a call, which had this tree on it, and it represented the church and the Jews together, and mm-hmm. Jesus was the tree. And then the other one was the Constitution of the United States. And there were two separate glass frames. And Pat and I were in the office, and I was preparing for this gathering that we're having, and they're coming in from around the states. And, you know, God, what is it? You know, and I'm trying to just cry out to God, God, what is it? And you were sitting, weren't you sitting in a chair in my office? And what happened now?
All of a sudden, I just hear this crash. I about come out of my chair.
And that was the Constitution of the United States.
Yeah.
It ripped off my office wall. It's like they ripped it. It's like, God knows that we're not that bright. It's like, okay, let's just rip the thing off and Kaboom. Throw it down. And what's interesting thing, it didn't even break. It just came off and it's glass and it landed. And so.
And you had a good chuckle out of
it. Yeah, I remember. I thought it was funny. I thought it was really funny. And so we hung the Constitution back up. And there's another picture that I told you about Israel. Hopefully we'll make those available. You can see them on the torch. But, and we're preparing for the gathering. What is your perspective of Israel? And then, so now here I am. I'm in my chair. I have my laptop in my seat. And that picture of the Constitution is right there in.
Right behind you?
No, actually, Israel, I think, is behind me. Okay. And then the Constitution is in front of me. And then, of course, the Constitution is, I believe, what fell. And then, all of a sudden, behind me, it was just like, it was like this ripping noise. I can't even describe how loud it was. Almost threw my laptop up and hit the ceiling because it was right behind me.
Right.
And it hit. And this time it cracked the wooden frame, but it didn't hurt the glass inside of it.
And how did you respond?
Casually.
Casually.
Calm. And so it was just, you know, wow, this is, it was just this fear of God just hit all of a sudden both mm-hmm. times. And so then, I leave my office and, you know, go to bed and sleep. And while the church is sleeping, think about this. The Constitution falls off the wall this time and it shatters everywhere. I mean, every square inch of my office is covered with Constitution.
Mm. Wow.
Understand, the American church's perspective of Israel is so important that the only way America will stand if we go back to our roots and understand 500 years ago in 1492, when what's happening in Ukraine was happening in Spain, and the Jews needed a place to go to, and God allowed us to exist. He allowed us to be discovered. And by the way, we haven't had this verified yet, but based on, we may be talking about this a little bit later on, but Pensacola, Florida, was the first place, reports are right now, and we've got to verify this, that a Jew came to America was in Pensacola, United States. And that's the first settlement of America. And that's just pretty cool to see what God's doing, because I know Daphne, she just heard, she was listening to God TV, and the lady said, well, I had to go to Pensacola because Pensacola was the first place that Jewish people came to America. I know this, also the first temple, Jewish temple built, synagogue built in Florida was built in Pensacola. Mm-hmm. And I believe the first brick building in Florida and was built was actually in, we'll make that available to you as well, a picture of that. And it still stands today.
Yeah.
And this is so important. Understand what I was telling you, that this is what they're saying right now. They're passing out flyers, reports by USA Today. They're passing out flyers that says, "Dear Ukraine citizens of Jewish nationality," I mean, this is so racist. "All people of Jewish descent over 16 years of age, 16, mind you, must report to the Commissioner of Nationalities." In other words, the Commissioner of Race. Think about that. The Commissioner of Race. And you must register. What do you need to bring? ID and passports are required to register your Jewish religion, religious documents of family members, as well as documents establishing the right to all real estate that belong to you, including vehicles. In other words, we're going to take everything from you. The thing is, people, this is what people will do. People, we better do that because we want to make sure we can prove that it's ours.
Right.
What they're doing is they want to find out if this spirit goes in and accomplishes what it wants to do. Based on history and what you see, they're just finding out what they want to take. And it happened again. It happened in America. you know,
yeah,
with the First Nation folks. I mean, this is an evil spirit where it wants to take all of your things. And for noncompliance, this is what the flyer says, for noncompliance, it will result in their citizenship being revoked, and they'll be forced to go outside the country. Can you imagine how offended America would be?
Yeah.
You're going to make me go to Mexico? Right? You know, think about this. What's happening?
All right.
And they're forced to go outside the country, and your property will be confiscated.
Well, you know, that's what happened in during Hitler's time.
That's,
you know,
exactly what happened.
There's a book called Hitler's Beneficiary. You wonder, how were 6 million Jews, you know, Hitler didn't kill all 6 million Jews by himself. There was a buy-in at some point. So this book goes into detail.
He maintained the narrative, right?
Yeah. This book goes into detail where the Nazis were going into Jewish homes or confiscating their property. And then they would go to other Germans and say, oh, by the way, here's this beautiful table. Here's this beautiful hutch. Here's this beautiful couch. By the way, this comes from Hitler and the Nazis. And by the way, we hate those Jews. And next week they come back with another gift and another thing and another thing.
Wow.
And so they close their eyes. Mm-hmm. And so the author finds out later in his life that some of these family heirlooms have been passed from generation to generation. He's like, oh, my goodness, these were confiscated from the Jews. And so he makes, you know, a way to get it out of his home and you know, make it right. And this is what happened all across the board.
It makes me think of the movie that, what is the movie that the artwork that was stolen and they got the art and the gold and they went back, this team went back and gathered them all together again. You need to see that. Yeah. If you want to see, they gathered all the property that belonged to the Jews. And he wanted to build his own museum. I can't think of the name of the movie. I'll make it available to you, The Torch, right now. Something Men. But understand this, that is the evidence of what the enemy is trying to do. The question is, what are we going to do? And he says, if you bless Israel, I'll bless you. And understand, Israel is a people. And when you see Jews being persecuted in America, you see Jews being persecuted, just happened in America up in Kentucky, killed, two Jewish folks killed in Kentucky, murdered. And then you see the Jews being persecuted in Ukraine. We have to wake up. Remember, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness. This is Satan 100% coming in and using captives to be able to do his will. By the way, church, it's not just Jews. It's Jews and Christians. If you haven't yet seen or heard JJ, you need to hear it. We need to wake up and stand with our brothers in God. We serve God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, whose son is Jesus Christ.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi. Over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. and VFN TV in the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.